let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program. Arctic Memories by Wendell Emisimak Stalker is a volume of six short stories, like the ones his grandparents used to tell him when he was a child about the old ones, written in the style of an Eskimo storytelling. They tell of a time when shamans used to guide the village hunters to be successful and avoid danger. Old stories of the people before contact with the Western civilization. Wendell is an Opiak Eskimo, born in a small village in the northwestern corner of Alaska above the Arctic Circle. A musician, artist, ivory carver, and storyteller, many long winters growing up were spent singing, dancing, playing Eskimo games, and listening to the stories told by his elders. Always passionate about this and impressed by the influence it had on him, around him, and the people around him, decisions they made in life, well, he decided to tell his stories. His stories are a reflection of his heritage about the Arctic Circle in Alaska. Wendell Emisimak Stalker is with us on the program, and his wife, Mary Stalker. He's the author of Arctic Memories, and they join us from Alaska on This Week in America. Wendell and Mary, thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you for having us.
It is our pleasure, and I've been looking forward to this and sharing some of these great stories that you have in your book. This is one book of several that you have written. Wendell, what are the books based on?
Well, these books are based on my life above the Arctic Circle and the northwest coast of Alaska. And they are a reflection of all the stories I heard as a young boy, and they teach people about life above the Arctic Circle.
And the book is fascinating. They're great stories that Wendell tells, but it gives us a glimpse of what life was like, is like, maybe to a large extent up there. Wendell, when you started writing stories about northern Alaska, when was that when you decided, I'm going to be a storyteller and I'm going to write these stories?
As a story or storyteller, I had to learn first how to portray what they wanted us to learn.
Oh, yes.
And in order to do that, I had to know the Eskimo language, the Inupiaq Eskimo language from northern Alaska. So I'm fluent with that, understanding that language. And I also had to learn the English language good. So I read a lot of books.
It's so fascinating what went into the storytelling books in Wendell's book, Arctic Memories. Mary, talk a little bit about the process and your encouragement in having him tell these stories, because it's really a part of culture that would disappear if it weren't for people like Wendell who have written these stories.
I was just fascinated by what the elders had to teach. And as I traveled to the United States, I realized that people there didn't know nothing about our culture and our lifestyle and how to survive. So I had to put down their knowledge from the Inupiaq language to the English language. And though some of the sentences may look wrong, it's because I put the sentences down in the Eskimo language.
Which is another fascinating aspect of the book that Wendell has written. The author is Wendell Emisimak Stalker, and the middle name is Amisimak. The book's available at writersrepublic.com. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. Link on by going to our website. The book is Arctic Memories. One of the other books, and I'd love to read this, is Surviving 50 Below, and hopefully we'll have time, but talking about 50 below, trying to, 30 above zero is difficult enough to survive. Imagine trying to survive at 50 below. How did you get people to relate these stories? Did you go back to people to talk about their stories?
Well, first, I would say this is Alaska that I knew.
Oh, yes.
And the word Alaska fascinates most people, because it's such a big state, it is hard for people to come here and see how the people above the Arctic Circle live. So I said, the catchword is Alaska. My really? Books are based on living above the Arctic Circle.
And that captures our attention.
I started writing stories about Northwest Alaska back in the 70s. I went to a boarding school in Montana, and I joined a band. And one time we played at an Indian powwow. After we got done with the gig, some Indians came to me and told me their chief wanted to ask a few questions. The chief told me how his grandparents always told him not to attack the people way up north. He wanted to know why every time a war party went far up north, they never came back. I told him Alaska is huge with no mountains from one end to the other and was colder than the lower 48. More than likely, they were not prepared for the intense cold and the rugged terrain. The chief told me back then, I should write that down. So that's one of the reasons why I wrote about our lifestyle and what we eat, how we survive above the Arctic Circle.
It's such a fascinating
word. The two books that you mentioned, the one right now is Arctic Memories, and the other book, Surviving 50 Below, both have a 5-star rating on Amazon.
That is fantastic. And I understand with this book, Arctic Memories, you've had to order some more, print some more, that they've actually sold out. So these stories are really resonating with people, aren't they? People are enjoying reading what life is like for you and above the Arctic Circle.
Yes. You know, above the Arctic Circle, people work together because Alaska is huge and the people are few. So in order to survive the intense cold and the rugged terrain, we all work together. So I had to put that in context with what I wanted to say. And in order to do that, I had to put the words in such a way that people could relate to, so that we could draw the people together, because that is how the people in Alaska survive, by working together.
How do you function in cold climates? And you talked about everybody had to work together, but how difficult is that? You did not know another way of life growing up, so I guess that was just sort of, you know, standard for you at that point. But how do you survive in cold weather like that?
Well, up above the Arctic Circle, we eat fatty foods, that fat from animals that are constantly moving. These animals migrate, so their fat does not congeal. Whereas the chickens and cows and pigs will be put in a pen and you can't eat their fat because it'll congeal at 50 below. So you got to remember that the fatty food that you eat have to be from animals that are constantly moving, so that once you get the fat into your system, it will not congeal and cause a stroke. That is one way we live up there. Another way we do it is to prepare in the summertime. We have a few short weeks in the summer where we could gather our food and fix our dwelling so that it'll be warm enough when the cold north winds start blowing at our doors.
You know, it's just an amazing recollection, stories that you will find in Wendell's book. The book is called Arctic Memories. Wendell Amisimak Stalker is our guest on the program. With him is his wife, Mary, and talking about this journey and writing the book. Other books by Wendell you'll find if you go to writersrepublic.com and Amazon as well. Wendell, why did you write about the shamans that I had mentioned in the beginning, that aspect of the book, which is fascinating as well? Why did you write about that?
I try to make everything so simple because my life as an Eskimo has been totally different than my life in the academic world. In order to portray the knowledge I have in my head, I had to write it in such a way that everybody who opens a book in any page will find something interesting. And in order to do that, I had to mesh both worlds and put them in such a way that people will say, I did that before, or he's telling the truth, or, yes. Oh, yes, that's the way it goes.
There's so much more than just telling stories, and you can understand, as Wendell talks about, the craft that goes into putting the stories together and making them relatable, understandable for people all around the world to be able to read this. Wendell, talk about why you would recommend people reading these books. What will we get from reading these books? Besides good stories, there's more to it than that. What do you hope the takeaway is as we read your books?
I would say if someone went out in a cold weather with wet socks, they would freeze their feet and lose a limb. And I don't want that to happen. I want them to go out with dry socks so that they could keep their feet. And every little story I tell gives a reflection of how we kept our feet dry and how we were able to face this constant snow covering every square inch all around. It may seem cold and forbidding to other people, but when you know how to live through it, you could prosper. And you could also teach other people how to keep their feet wet, keep their feet dry, so that when they go out in a extreme cold weather, they could come back home.
You know, you mentioned yes, I'm sorry.
There's so much about Eskimo people that say the older Eskimo people would say, work together. Together you are powerful, and together you got the knowledge to survive any place, anywhere, as long as you do it together. So these stories I write are a reflection of their knowledge, so that together we could make it through these cold, cold winters.
Work together, that's something you've mentioned several times that's so important for all of us. Another lesson that's in the book, Arctic Memories. It's just a fascinating read. As Wendell mentioned, there's something sort of magical about Alaska, this great landmass up there, and the beauty of the state. And you've got all of this brought to life by real people and what they go through in living above the Arctic Circle in the books written by Wendell. Arctic Memories is this one. Book available at writersrepublic.com, at amazon.com. A couple minutes left in the program. Wendell, what is this like? How exciting is this for you to be able to preserve these memories and share them with people?
Well, it took years and years for me to be able to write it down on paper. And it's just overwhelming in my heart to see the finished work, the books going out, and the people actually reading what the elders have taught me. And though I may be one person, it is all the elders from years past who helped me put the words together so that a picture would be drawn where people could actually relate and learn how to live above the Arctic Circle.
This has been such a fascinating conversation. A couple minutes left. Mary, let me ask you, what has this been like for you to see the joy that Wendell has in telling these stories and now having the books published and people literally around the world that are able to share the stories that Wendell was told as a child? What's the impact this has had on you, and what do you see the impact it's been on Wendell? I can tell his passion for telling these stories is genuine.
It's just as exciting for me. As I type them up, I'm just like elated. They send me to a different world and all my cares fly right out the window. So, yes, and we are both very excited that people feel the same way we do about them.
You know, the book is such an interesting read on so many levels. It's sort of a history lesson of that point in time in Alaska. It's a culture that is gone, and it captured by someone who actually lived that. Mary, what is your background? Did you grow up in this area? Are you able to relate to these stories?
Well, I grew up in Los Angeles, but I moved to Alaska in 74. And it's just, you know, we've driven around and gone all the way to the East Coast and back, and we just missed Alaska so much. It's so majestic and beautiful here. And I'm learning all about his history as with everyone else. It's just awesome.
Was there something intimidating about going to Alaska, not just touring and Wendell takes you back to show you around, but you're going to make a decision to live there? What was that like, giving up life in the United States where you had some warmer weather to living up there? Was that a difficult decision to make? It sounds like you're loving every minute of it.
I love it. Well, when I was a kid growing up, my dad was an avid fisherman, so we spent a lot of time out of town. And when I came here, I just couldn't believe it. It was just amazing. The snow, I moved here in December of 74, and so it was like 30 below. And when I walked out of the airport, the snow coming down was like sprinkles of sparkle in the sky coming down, and went, okay, I am like, I'm sold. This is it for me.
This is the place to
beautiful
be.
Beautiful place.
What a fantastic story. Wendell, what are you working on now? I mentioned the other books, Arctic Memories, we're talking about specifically. Are you working on another book?
Yes, I'm on page 208 and a book called Three-Legged Lemming, which tell the story of a 13-year-old girl traveling across Alaska with her friend, and they have two hunters who are escorting them, and they are traveling across Alaska and inviting people to come to their village for a big gathering in a couple years. So it'll take a couple years for the two girls to travel across Alaska to invite all the communities along the coast and inland. And it's set in a time where there's not very much metal, a time when the natives were mostly afraid because they couldn't understand simple sicknesses like diphtheria or things like that. And it tells how a 13-year-old girl was able to unite all the people. Now, in the Eskimo culture, it was the boys, the males, who were looked up to, and they were the ones who had all the information. And it tells how the people accepted that 13-year-old girl and called her grandma. The reason why that happened is because that 13-year-old girl named Three-Legged Lemming was touched by the spirit of the albino wolf. And she now had the knowledge from the albino wolf that all the wolves from the beginning of time had. So with that knowledge, she has knows where all the game is, like the bears and the caribou and the moose. And she also knows the terrain, the mountains, and where they have their dens. So even though Alaska is huge and gigantic, she would never ever get lost as long as she's able to communicate with the other animals.
What a great story.
That is three-legged lemming, and I'm working on that and making sure that every page will not mention things like metal or computer or a glass cup. It was time before metal, a time when the natives knew only their world, where there was not a jet in the sky or a boat with an outboard motor out in the ocean or a snow machine going across the tundra. It was all dog team and walking and skin boats, and a time where everyone of that area knew how to survive in the intense cold.
Yes. It sounds like not only a very good book, but a movie possibly as well. I can see this unfolding, the visuals as you're talking. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that book as well. This book is Arctic Memories. This is a reflection of Wendell and his heritage above the Arctic Circle in Alaska. Wendell Amisimak Stalker. That's A-M-I-S-I-M-A-K. If you've got Arctic Memories, you'll be able to go to the website and find it. WritersRepublic.com, Amazon.com. The book's there as well. Wendell and Mary, thank you so much for joining us on the program. I've really enjoyed this, learning something about that great, majestic area you live in there. And hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And thank you for having us here. And I hope that everybody learned to keep their socks dry when they go out in cold weather.
I was thinking about it. I was writing that note. Don't go outside in the snow with wet socks, or you could lose a limb. So you need to be properly dressed. That information and more in the book Arctic Memories. You'll find the book available at WritersRepublic.com. Information on our website. We're back on This Week in America after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.